Hello and welcome to Finn Swartzman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a really good episode for you. We will be talking about three teams that you might want to pick when you go to pick your March Madness bracket. All three of these teams are very underrated teams. All three are not in the Power 5 conferences, which are ACC, Big 10, Big 12, SEC, and Pac-12. So none of these teams are going to be in those Power 5 conferences, but all three teams have already clinched a spot into the March Madness bracket. So all three of these teams you will see when you are going to pick your March Madness bracket. So in this episode, all I will be telling you is why you might want to consider picking one of these three teams, or maybe all three, to go to the next round in your March Madness bracket. Also, our next stuff we're going to talk about right after is the Syracuse, Duke, and Michigan State. Do they all have a chance to make the March Madness bracket after they lost this week in their championship week games? So I'll be talking about all of that coming up on Finn Swartzman. So make sure to stick around. Here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Swartzman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. And we're going to get right into it real quick. This isn't college basketball, but LaMarcus Aldridge, the power forward center for the San Antonio Spurs, most likely going to get traded before the trade deadline or get cut by the San Antonio Spurs. Just wanted to put that out there if you did not know it already. Now we're going to continue with the three teams I think you might want to pick in your March Madness bracket, since all three of these teams are going to be in here. And I'll give you some reasons why you might want to pick them. Also, talking about three teams that maybe could slide in with losses and also coronavirus taking them out of their conference playoffs. So I will talk about that. Well, let's get started with our first team. The first team is Cleveland State. This team won the Horizon League title. This is the first time since 2009. They have some really good conference resume. They have, as a 14 seed, they have won both times coming against the top seeds. So that is some good things. That right now they are 19-7, the Cleveland State Vikings. Their resume isn't huge. At the beginning of the season, they did play Ohio State, but the game was really, really close, 67-61. So that might help, but they've been on tons of streaks here, winning by a humongous amount. Maybe not humongous. They won their conference championship game by 11 against Oakland. Before that, they won by 6, won by 4, but they have a big streak of winning, so that could help them. But here, I like Cleveland State. When I was watching them, even though the statistics don't really show how good of a team they are, because you actually have to watch them, this team is actually really, really good. They play outstanding defense. They're one of those teams to get in your passing lane, which is a big thing in college that you need to do. Their three-point percentage, which I've been watching some videos on how some of the top teams that are for upsets, their shooting percentage or three-point percentage needs to be a good one. It's not a big one, but it's 32%, which is still really good. They also need to either have a great defense or a great offense, or both. But both teams, I really think that this team, I really think, could come on strong in the first round of the March Madness bracket. Don't get surprised about that. Right now, their leader in scoring is Torrey Patton with 15 points a game. Let's look real quick. They have three 10-point shooters, which is really good, especially for a team that wants an upset because you need some shooters on the team. Four players on this team are close over 9 points. Then it gets lower, but this team, it's a really good thing that they're averaging a good amount of points, which could really help them when they go into the March Madness bracket, because that's a key thing when you play teams. It's going to be scoring points every single game, getting to the bucket fast. And this is what this team does. They get to the bucket fast. They get the and one. So this team I really, really like from out of the Horizon League. I wouldn't be surprised if they win their first game. They're going to be ranked probably 14th seed, maybe closer. But I really like Cleveland State when I was watching them the other night in the Horizon League Championship. Okay, our next team is out of the A-Sun Conference. It is the Liberty Flames who beat who did they beat for their comp? It was Northern Alabama. They beat by 4 points the other day. Their biggest win, they played Missouri earlier in the season. They beat South Carolina and Mississippi State, two big wins. They beat Mississippi State 84-73, so that's a large win, 11 points for the Liberty Flames. And then South Carolina, they beat 78-62, so this shows you they got some big teams that are on their resume. Lost by 9 to Missouri, but they have a really good resume, especially for a team that doesn't play humongous named teams. They have two really good wins against South Carolina. And then Mississippi State, also a close game to Missouri, which will really help. Then let's look at the three-point percentage, which is 40%, which is really good and could really help this team. Also, two 10-point scorers. Their leader in scoring is Darius Mahee. He is averaging 15.6 points a game. Other one is Chris Parker, 10.3 points a game, and 4 over 8-point shooters right now. And like I said, they have a really good 3-point percentage at 39.1. Have a couple of players who are at over 40. They have 6 here with over 40% from 3, which is going to be really needed in this type of March Madness this year, and they're sitting at 23-5, first in the A-Sun Conference, like I said. So Liberty, don't count them out. I really like this team a lot. I hope you guys, when you're going out to fill your brackets, make sure you watch them. Another team to watch is the Winthrop Eagles, sitting at 23-1. That should already give you how good they are. They're first in the Big South. They don't have a huge resume on their board to make it in. They did win their conference by a ton, 27 points to Campbell. That is a huge amount of points to win your conference. And right now, their three-point percentage sitting at 35.3. Right now, the shooting percentage points right now sitting with 4 players over 10 points. Also, they have, if this even helps you, they have a transfer from Tennessee, DJ Burns Jr. This guy is amazing player. Don't get me wrong. He is an outstanding player for Winthrop. When you watch them, they're going back and forth down the court, scoring points, have a ton of hype. This is a March Madness type of team. I wouldn't be surprised if they go far this year, or at least not far, but at least win the first round or two. So make sure to watch out for that. Then the three teams that could be out of the March Madness bracket. Right now, we've got Syracuse, who lost at the buzzer. And this really brings up the question, do you still think Syracuse gets in even with a loss at the buzzer? I think right now they're sitting at first 4 in, but if we don't look at that, at the first 4 in, I honestly think Syracuse still gets in. There's a great team. They have play with a lot of energy, and they have came up big for their squad. It's a really, really good team, really energetic team. I like Syracuse a lot here, and I think showing how good they have done even with all this losing at the buzzer, they still deserve a shot. I think they could be the last 4 in, especially some of their big games. A lot of their big games got postponed. They beat Virginia Tech, number 16 Virginia Tech, my team. North Carolina State, they also beat Boston College, another big team, Notre Dame, Clemson, UNC. So that's a lot of the big teams that they have beaten. It's just a really good team. They're sitting at 16-9, eighth in the ACC. But I really think this team deserves a shot at least at making this last four in. Okay, our next team is the Duke Blue Devils. They have this team. It's really sad how their season could end. It honestly is. Their COVID just hit them out of nowhere. They've been rallying back. It's a Duke team. And it's crazy how everyone is getting sad about how Duke is not even in it. It's crazy how the pages have turned from it being, we don't want Duke here into this March Madness, but we really want Duke to come back. It's crazy how that is working out. But right now, Duke sitting out on the edge. I hope they make it in, but I don't think it's going to be enough. Michigan has suffered some, or excuse me, Michigan State. I went to Michigan. Michigan State has some big wins on their resume. Duke, at the beginning of the season, they have a win against Rutgers when they were ranked. Some other ones, Illinois, Ohio State, Michigan. They have a really good resume right now. They honestly do. But I don't think it's going to be enough. They just lost to Maryland in the first round, or second round it was. It's not enough. Michigan State, I think the only team that has a chance is Syracuse for me. But that is it. Okay, thank you so much for watching. Make sure when you go out to fill out your bracket, you look at Cleveland State, Liberty, and Winthrop when you go out to fill your bracket. Selection Sunday is this coming Sunday, the 14th, so make sure to go check that out. As the bracket will be revealed, you can see how good you do with your bracket. Make sure to pick the three teams I told you, depending on who they play, since the bracket has not been revealed. Also, you can go to finsportsfin.com. I'm going to have an article on the top free agents and where they will land. So make sure to go check that out, as I will have that article hopefully out soon as March Madness and NFL free agency comes shortly. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.